وانا في السجن بكيت احلم زي الاشي، يعني احلم اني برا يعني، واني طلعت بس اصحى من النوم الاقيك على الجو في شبابيك، وبنسمع صوت الصياح، نسمع صوته ينضربوا فيهم، صوت الصياح، صوت يعني بيصيح يعني من الالم.
In the early hours of February 16th, 2025, Israeli soldiers arrested Mohammed Ibrahim, a Palestinian-American who was just 15 years old. They accused him of throwing stones. He would spend 9 months in Israeli prisons.
كانوا يدخلوا علينا في الكلاب، يدخلوا علينا في الأسلحة، وكانوا يضربونا أو يجربوا يكسروا عظامنا، وهم بيجوز بحطونا الأمراض بس عشان يتعذب يعني، كنا عندنا أمراض يعني. إيش أفكر إذا بظل هيد راح يعني أفقد الحياة يعني، ومش راح أشوف أهلي وأصدقائي.
Since October 2023, the number of Palestinians held in Israeli prisons has soared to nearly 10,000. Those who are released are often unrecognizable. And some never make it out alive.
الوليد الإشي اللي صار معاه مو حادث. وليد استشهد بطريقة الإعدام البطيء الإسرائيلية، واللي هن مش مستحيين وبقولوا على الملأ إحنا بدنا نقتل الأسرى داخل السجون.
Through leaked footage, first-hand testimony, and evidence gathered by rights groups, we piece together what's happening inside.
The deliberate and widespread torture of Palestinian detainees, that's not by accident. This is designed to humiliate and degrade them into believing that Israelis can do whatever they want to them.
معزول على العالم كلياً، أنت أصلاً فاقد الإحساس بالمكان وبالزمان، أنت ما بتعرف الدنيا ليل ولا نهار، ما بتشعر غير أنك مغيب ما حدا بيعرف فيك. أول ما وصلت هناك هو سديت ما فيما بعد عرفت، الضابط هناك حكى لي أهلاً وسهلاً بك في الجحيم.
كنت نايم بس إذا لو تهوا صار يصحوا فيي، صار يصيحوا البواريد قدامي ودخلوا علي على الغرفة، بس بعدين طلعوني غمضوا عيني وربطوا إيدي لورا، خذوني على الجيب بلشوا ضرب فيي في البواريد. بكيت 15 سنة وبكيت ضايل شهر لعيد ميلادي.
محمد is 17 now and works in an ice cream shop in Florida. Just months ago, he was held in an Israeli prison, confined to overcrowded cells with other teenage boys. During the 9 months he was imprisoned, he wasn't allowed to speak with his family.
بيشوفونا بنحكي مع الغرفة الثانية، يوم بيرشون غاز، يوم بيجوا بيضربونا، يوم بيمنعونا عن إن ناخذ دوش، يوم يمنعونا إن نشوف الشمس. ما كانوا يحاولوا يضربونا على الوجه عشان ما يعلم، وفي المحكمة نورجي ولا حدا يشوف. ما كان الأكل كافي يعني، يجيبوا لنا وجبة يعني ل 11 شخص، ما كنا نضل بالجوع وكنا نضعف كثير. صرت حوالي 15 كيلو يعني، حوالي 32 باون يعني بيجوا.
Can you describe what you ate in the day?
كان يعطونا مرات لكل شخص بيضة، أو يعني يعطونا شوية رز، شوية عدس، شوية يعني، والأكل كان يعني خربان، نصه بيجي خربان، يوم بكنا ناكله غصب عنه يعني مكرف يعني، ومش جاهز وخربان عليه دود. المي كانت وسخة، مرات تنزل بيضة، مرات تنزل صمرة من الحنفية، كنا سببت لنا كثير وجع بطن و يعني أمراض الدنيا، وهي تسببت لنا الأميبيا. كان يعني معي أمراض، كان معي التهابات، كنت مع سكابيوس.
Scabies is a contagious skin infestation caused by mites burrowing into the skin.
Can you tell me a little bit about the scabies outbreak? How did this happen and what impact did it have on you?
كان يعني أول ما تدخل السجن يعني يجي لك بعد أسبوع أسبوعين يعني عطولي يضربك. بعطونا فرشات يعني غير نظيفة وأوعينا ما بغسلون أيام لازم نغسل مع أيدينا. بحك يعني ما كنا ننام في الليل وما كان نقدر نعمل إيش يعني ويزيد كل مرة يزيد ويزيد كلنا عندنا سكيبز كلنا عندنا أمراض يعني.
لما تصير مريض هم يجون يطوكم دواء تشوفون الدكتور؟
لا إذا من كل مريض مش قادرين على الفاضي يا يجي يضربونا يا يرشونا غاز دائما نفس الشيء إذا نطلب إشي منهم ممنوع نطلب إشي نطلب بيخليه أسوأ يعني.
One of the boys imprisoned alongside him was 17-year-old Waleed Ahmed from Silwad in the occupied West Bank.
كان صديقي وكان من نفس البلد أنا وياه وكنت أعرفه من برا قبل ما أنحبس وإجيت دخلت سجن لو كان كنا في نفس الغرفة. هو تدخل قبلي بست شهور أنا ما عرفته كد ما خسر وزن وشكله غير شعره كبير ويعني ضعيف كثير ويعني شكله بخوف ما عرفته الأمراض اللي عليه يعني كثير يعني مع سكابيس على كل جسمه وكان يعني ما عنده طاقة أو حيل يعني إنه هيك ما قادر يعني نجرب نساعد ونجرب نعمل كل شيء على الفاضي كنا نحكي للدكاترة وقالوا لنا اسكتوا انتوا كذابين.
Do you remember the day that he died?
كنا صحيين في الصبح وهو كنا طالعين برا عشان نتحمى فبكى تعبان كثير بكينا نساعده بس بعدين واحنا هاض وقع مرة واحدة وكان في اشي في الارض حدايد في كان طالع من الارض يعني اشي وقع على راسه واجى على وجهه عليه وفتح راسه يعني كله بقى ينزل دم ما قدرنا نعمل شيء بعدين كلنا لهذولاك وبعدين بعد ما شاف كل الدم وكل شيء صاروا كلها هسه بنشوف كان قدامهم يعني يتفرجوا عليه كانوا بس يطلعون عليه هيك ما بيعملوا في شيء مشكل كانين بعدين اجوا نسكة ما شالوا الشيل إجوا ومسكوا من شعراته وسحبوه.
آسفة.
الحمد لله الحياة صعبة.
يعني مش الاشي طبيعي مثلا انت يعني انت ابنك طلع من الدار بصحة جيدة طلع من الدار على أجريه فجأة بعد ست شهور بيقولوا لك إنك ابنك مات طب يا عمي ليش مات وليد باكت صحته صحة فولاذية باك رياضي باك في الشغل يجي يساعدني ما شاء الله باك يشتغل عن خمسة يعني مزبوط على يوم صعكت
An Israeli doctor who observed Waleed's autopsy for his family noted that his body had almost no muscle mass, visibly sunken temples, and signs of severe starvation, dehydration, disease, and ruptured lungs. Yet in December, an Israeli judge ordered the investigation halted, stating that although there was evidence of starvation, no definitive cause of death had been established. Waleed was arrested in the early hours of September 30th, 2024, after being accused of throwing stones. 6 months later, he became the first child that we know of to die in an Israeli prison.
الجيش يوم اقتحموا البيت أنا جميعنا بكينا نايمين يعني الأم والأبو والخوات ووليد جمعونا جميعنا في غرفة في الدار خربوا الدار نعوفوا الأثاث الموجود خربوا التلفزيون وبعدين اعتقلوا وليد وليد باكا لابس اللي هو الفانيلا هو الشورت البوكسر بقولهم خليه يلبس فالجنود رفضوا كلبشوا وليد أديه لورا وغمغموا عنيه. بعدين يعني تقريبا بعد ساعة واربعين دقيقة لساعتين أخذوا وطلعوا. أني دولة في العالم بتسجن سجنة عندها وداخل السجن بيموتوا من التجويع؟ يوم الأب يفقد ابنه يعني بتظلها ندبة في القلب، شو ما بكت يعني، يعني شعور لا يوصف، الشعور لا يوصف حقيقة يعني.
It's estimated that around 40% of all Palestinian men have been arrested at some point. Mohammed and Walid were held in prisons run by the Israeli prison service, which did not respond to our requests for comment on the allegations made. This leaked footage from 2024 shows the treatment of prisoners during a raid in Megiddo, the prison where Walid died. But there are also detention facilities controlled by the Israeli military. The most notorious is Sde Teiman, a prison camp in the Negev Desert near Gaza, which holds Palestinians detained during Israel's bombardment of the Strip following the October 7 attacks. We spoke to a journalist who was detained in 2024 and held in Sde Teiman and other military facilities. He asked to remain anonymous because he says he's been directly threatened not to speak out.
كنت أشعر أنه أنا بجد كنت في المرعب لم ينتهي يعني لا ليل ولا نهار. أنت مقيد الأيدي والأرجل ومعصوب الأعين وعلى مدار الساعة على ركبك ورأسك في الأرض يعني بشكل مرعب. في موقع يسمى الديسكو، هو يقال له الديسكو ولكن هو كله أغاني عبرية صاخبة. أنت ما بتأكل ما بتشرب، أنت بتنضرب وبتنصاب بالكهرباء مدار الساعة. في هناك أدوات تعذيب مختلفة في الديسكو، في بيحكوا له التابوت، بيحطك في التابوت بيسكر عليك لمدة 6 ساعات يوم يومين. فتخيل إنه إحنا ما في عنا حمام نعملها على حالنا، أو بتضلك تحت رحمة السجان ما بيسمح لك إنك تروح الحمام. الأكل كان يجي في قاذورات، في قمع السجائر. الأكل كان الخبز يجي معفن ومبين إنه معفن وإحنا بنأكل طبعاً ودينا مقيدة. طبعاً أصعب إشي أنا حصل لي في الديسكو اللي هو كان فيه الإقصاء الممنهج، تم ربط العضو الذكري في مربط بلاستيك وشده بشكل قاسي لمدة لعدة ساعات وضربي بشكل مباشر، وكان يحكي لي إحنا حنروحكم على غزة مش رجال، حنروحكم كلكم نسوان. على أثر هات مولت دم لأيام عديدة وفقدت جزء من الخصية وعدد من الأسرة كذلك بشكل ممنهج. في السجن سدي تمان شهدت عدة حالات اغتصاب مختلفة بعدة أدوات وبعدة عناصر. في يوم من الأيام كان يعني كان من نصيبي أنا، تعريتنا بالكامل أنا والستة أسرى، صعدت الكلاب، كلاب مدربة طبعاً، صعدت علينا بمخالبها، غرزت مخالبها في ظهورنا، تم اغتصابنا عن طريق الكلاب بشكل مهين. كنت أتمنى الموت في كل لحظة.
We heard a few cases of setting dogs on prisoners. For me, it was really hard to believe. Really. I read the testimonies, I listened to the victims. I believed them. But something in me said it was just too much to bear. And today I'm sure it is something that happened. I have no doubt that people are doing it.
B'Tselem Salem is one of Israel's most prominent human rights organizations. Its report, Living Hell, documents the abuse inside Israeli prisons.
We interviewed 21 released prisoners. 7 out of those 21 told us about sexual abuse. We're talking about a range of abuse, starting from threats of sexual abuse, forced stripping, but also actual sexual violence includes beating to the genitals, setting dogs on inmates, and some cases of forced anal penetration with different objects. I saw on Channel 14, they interviewed a guy that was in reserve duty in Stetayman. He came with his dog. They were laughing about it in the studio.
Django.
The panel is laughing about it. And people are sitting at home and watching it. I'm just giving one minor example. People don't want to tell those stories if they haven't happened.
The Israeli military did not respond to our list of questions, but publicly it denies rape and sexual abuse take place inside its prisons. Yet a UN report released in May accused Israeli security forces of rape and sexual abuse against Palestinian detainees. The report documented 31 cases involving men, women, and children, and warned of a climate of impunity. UN experts add that torture and collective punishment are systematic in Israel's prisons.
Your report says that Israel is running a network of torture camps through its prison system. What evidence specifically told you that?
When you think about torture camp, that's exactly it. Each and every one of them will go through abuse and torture, regardless of who they are. It's just part of the system.
You're saying that every single person you interviewed, without any exceptions, had been tortured.
Right, without any exception. And the crazy thing is that the same stories came back again and again. So we hear about the starvation, about the lack of food, lack of medical treatment that all of them suffer from. Physical abuse, mental and psychological abuse, humiliation. I strongly believe and know that it is systematic. It is a policy. Even if it's not declared policy, it is a policy.
Since October 7th, there's been a significant number of Palestinian prisoners who've died while they've been in either the Israeli military detention facilities or the prisons. Was this always the case, or is this something new?
So Itamar Ben-Gvir, the most hardliner, right-wing, extreme, violent person in Israeli politics since ever, got his responsibility over two of the state most violent state system, and that is the police and the prison system. And October 7th, in that way, in that sense, was an opportunity for Ben-Gvir and for others to accelerate their plans to completely change, to shift this state system into holding their values, their, I would say, sadistic point of view.
Itamar Ben-Gvir is Israel's far-right national security minister, who's been previously convicted of incitement to racism and supporting a terrorist organization. While presiding over Israel's prisons, he publicly boasts of worsening conditions for Palestinian prisoners. In May 2026, Ben-Gvir appeared in a video taunting rights activists arrested by the Israeli military in international waters. Human rights organizations are largely banned from entering the prisons, but footage posted to social media and leaked videos from inside military facilities reveal the reality. In August 2024, Israeli network Channel 12 aired CCTV from inside State Eman. It shows a Palestinian prisoner pulled aside. Guards surround him for around 15 minutes. The camera captures what appears to show guards raping him. 9 men were detained, but far-right mobs, which included some government ministers, tried to storm the facility in their support.
אני לא יודע אם יודעים, אבל יש אירוע כרגע בשדה תימן שמשטרה צבאית הגיעו לעצור חיילים ששמרו על מחבלי נוח'בה.
And during a parliamentary committee hearing, an Israeli lawmaker justified the violent attack.
להכניס מקל לרקטום של בן אדם, זה לגיטימי?
כן, אם הוא נוח'בה, הכל לגיטימי לעשות.
הכל!
Charges were dropped in March 2026. But the military lawyer who leaked the footage still faces prison. Israeli media reports that the victim was hospitalized, never charged, and sent back to Gaza.
سبعة مكتوب فيها كافة البيانات يعني ML DNA بتاريخ 15/5/2026 تمام يعني هي
دكتور أحمد ظهير is the director of forensic medicine at Nasser Medical Complex in southern Gaza. He was part of the team that received hundreds of bodies transferred from Israel as part of the 2025 ceasefire agreement. More than 100 Palestinians have died in Israeli prisons since October 7th. But many of the bodies sent back to Gaza were unidentified, leading rights groups to believe the real toll is far higher.
بالنسبة للجثامين اللي احنا استلمناها من الجانب الإسرائيلي في إطار صفقة التبادل 360 جثمان. مكتوب عليها بتبدأ بحرف ST. ST بالغالب يعني سيدي تيمان ST سيدي تيمان اختصار للST سيدي تيمان لاحظنا أن هذه الحالات يعني في الدفعة الأولى والثانية كان منهم أعداد يعني عالية من الملابس باستثناء بوكسر تمام في أثار تقييد يدين للخلف أثار تقييد على المرفقين حالة كان في أثار تقييد على العنق قد تكون هذه من وسائل التعذيب هذا في كلمات في إصابات في ضرب في على كامل الجسم الانسكابات الدموية هذه نتيجة الإصابة بإدارات يعني في ضرب بالتالي هذه تدل كلها على أن وجود يعني إصابات وهذه الإصابات أدت إلى الوفاة.
These are some of the bodies believed to have been held in State Eman. The pictures provide some of the only evidence of what happened to those who died inside the detention camp. To understand the conditions the detainees were held in, investigators at Forensic Architecture are using satellite imagery and leaked footage to create a 3D model of the prison. Why is it so important to understand what State Eman looks like? Why does that matter?
The amount of violence that has occurred in this space, the amount of torture, the intensity of the torture, it was very important for us to identify and kind of understand the full extent of this violence in this space through reconstructing the space, through demystifying it, and through making what was intentionally tried to be made invisible, visible.
We've spoken to a lot of people who were held in State Eman and have heard a lot of testimonies. And just visualizing this now, just seeing what it looks like, allows you to more clearly see patterns.
Definitely. Not only are we able to see a pattern with these testimonies, we're able to locate where these patterns are taking place in space.
Can you talk me through some of the footage that you've obtained and then how you've matched it up?
So this is an image from outside of the facility, from the entrance. What we see there is people demonstrating against the torture that's taking place within the camp. If I blend out the image and we look at the 3D model, you can see that we have modeled the structure the protective measures around the facility.
State Iman is a very hard to access space. The detainees are blindfolded. It's only the Israeli army that can access the whole space. So in reconstructing the space, we're allowing that access to understand exactly how the violence took place and where the violence took place in these spaces.
One of the people allowed onto the grounds of State Iman was an Israeli physician who visited a makeshift hospital there. He agreed to speak to us anonymously.
The first thing that struck me was that everyone was blindfolded and was basically lying on their back. And when we got near to them, we noticed that they were all handcuffed on both arms and legs. And each one of their arms and each one of their legs went like separately to the side of the bed. So that's an obviously very extreme way of restraining someone.
Have you ever seen anything like this before?
Before October 7th, I've never witnessed anything like that.
What are the reasons that are given as to why prisoners or patients are held like this?
This is, at the end of the day, what the Ministry of Health also published and released publicly as the guidelines of how to restrain patients, even when they are out of State Iman and are brought to hospitals. This is the standard.
What were they wearing, the patients?
They were naked, and they were covered by a small fleece blanket. The only thing that I saw in them were diapers.
Sounds incredibly humiliating.
Well, in my opinion, this amounts to torture. It's not just humiliating. It feels like it's part of a retribution more than anything else. I think that behind all of this, at the end of the day, lies a deep dehumanization of the Palestinian by the Israeli civil society.
One of the names that comes up quite a lot when we talk about the treatment of Palestinian prisoners is Ben-Gvir. Do you think that his actions
have had an impact on the medical system and the treatment of Palestinian prisoners?
There is no doubt that he is a big part of what's been going on. Ben-Gvir and people like Ben-Gvir, they don't happen in a bubble. Unfortunately, there is support of a part of the population. So Ben-Gvir, I don't see it as the cause of what happened, just as I don't see State Iman as the main problem. I think that they are a symptom of something that happens within a society that allows that to happen.
חוגגים סטייקים, פרגיות, שישליק. הם חוגגים עם לחם יומש. אנחנו חוגגים מוזיקה, איזה מוזיקה יפה יפה. הם חוגגים עם רימוני אלם.
When Minister Ben-Gvir came to power, he announced specific policy changes. These were written directives to change the access to food, access to medical care. We had the most senior prison officials saying that these detainees are beasts and should be treated like beasts. The massive torture, abuse, sexual assault of detainees, starvation of detainees, medical neglect of detainees, and of course the very large numbers of deaths in custody of Palestinian detainees.
עשינו היסטוריה, נתתי את הכל אם ביהודה ושומרון, שאם הילד שלה יצא לרצוח, אחד דינו.
Ben-Gvir's latest prison reform included leading legislation which introduced the death penalty for Palestinian detainees. He repeatedly promoted it on social media, celebrated its parliamentary progress with champagne, and marked his birthday with a cake decorated with a noose.
I know I should sleep, but the voices in my head go...
So far, he's been sanctioned by Canada, France, and the United Kingdom. But in April 2025, he traveled to the US, where he met political figures, including some Republican lawmakers. US rights group Dawn is calling for the United States to sanction him as well, accusing him and other prison officials of institutionalizing a system of torture. Sarah Lee Whitson, who's been a human rights lawyer for 23 years, was part of that team.
Sanctions have never happened with an Israeli official, has it? What is
that barrier?
Well, it's the barrier that has created the Israel exception for just about everything in U.S. politics. That is reflected by the preeminent position the United States holds as the biggest backer, funder, protector, enabler of the Israeli government.
If these sanctions don't happen, despite everything that Ben-Gvir is accused of, what message does that send the prison guards and Ben-Gvir in Israel?
Well, it's the message that you should continue to follow orders, and that is to create an atmosphere of absolute misery, torture, inhumanity, and degradation against Palestinian detainees. The extent to which the abuses are systematic and widespread, the extent to which they follow the policy changes that Ben-Gvir himself implemented, the extent to which the Israeli government has refused to prosecute even those soldiers and prison officials who've been caught red-handed torturing, raping, abusing Palestinians, shows that this is what the Israeli government wants to happen.
Recently released prisoners report an unprecedented surge in widespread abuse since October 7th, including starvation, beatings, withholding of medical treatment, and physical and psychological torture.
CNN has gained exclusive evidence of Palestinian prisoner abuse.
This man died blindfolded, another with his hands bound behind his back.
Accounts of abuse in Israeli prisons have been widely reported, while the United States continues to provide Israel with billions of dollars in military aid.
Where we know hundreds of Palestinians have been held.
So we have seen the video and reports of sexual abuse of detainees are horrific. They ought to be investigated fully by the government of Israel, by the IDF.
We traveled to Washington, D.C. to ask senators for a response to the allegations.
Senator Cruz, are you concerned about the torture taking place in Israeli prisons, given your support for Israel?
There is no torture in Israeli prisons.
Everyone has reported on the torture. The United Nations, human rights groups, our own investigation has found multiple reports of torture taking place. Are you really denying it?
That there are multiple groups that hate Israel, that spread things that are false. But I find it curious, why are you worked up about Israel defending itself, but not worked up about Hamas raping and murdering people?
With all due respect, I'm talking about specifically testimonies that we've spoken with. Are you really denying that torture is taking place? But where do you base that on? What about children, Palestinian, American children who are being detained without charge?
Democratic Senator Mark Warner is vice chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee.
I'm obviously concerned about some of the Israeli government bombings in southern Lebanon. I've been very concerned about some of the actions on the West Bank. If you've got other specific examples, please get them to me.
And the torture inside the Israeli prisons, such as the sexual abuse, the physical abuse.
Give me that information, please.
Right. Senator, you previously denied that Israel has been torturing Palestinian prisoners. We have evidence that they have. Do you think those involved should be sanctioned, such as Ben-Gvir?
So you have evidence they have?
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
We're making a documentary.
You're pushing an agenda that is not connected to facts.
We have spoken to Israeli rights groups who have investigated it thoroughly.
I understand you have an agenda to attack Israel. I understand that that is motivating you, that you have your cameraman there, that your mission is to attack Israel.
What do you think of Ben-Gvir? Can I ask you about Ben-Gvir?
I'm not interested in participating in your agenda.
بروح أشكر اللي ساعدوني واللي ساعدوني بالحرية بس بدي أسألهم يعني ليش ساعدوني أنا وما ساعدوش أصدقائي يعني ما بنفرق عن بعض يعني ولو معي جنسية أمريكية كلهم حقوق إنسان يعني مش بس أنا لازم يطلعوا الجميع أنا بخاف على أصدقائي إن يصير يعني زي وليد يعني هيتوفى يعني وبالكي حدا نسمع يوم إن واحد تاني توفى يعني
وليد يعني فقدناه في فترة الأسر 6 شهور وصلى محتجز جثمانة 11 شهر وإحنا فاقدينا يعني متوفي يعني إحنا عندنا غصة كبيرة اللي إحنا مش قادرين نودع وليد.
Can I ask where is Waleed's body now?
جثمان وليد ما زال محتجز في ثلاجات سجون الاحتلال.
ليش؟
حقيقة ما بعرف. لا يوجد عدالة. فيش عدالة. أنت يوم طفل عمره 17 سنة تحرم أهله إنهم يشوفوه ويدفنوه، فيش عدالة. حتى لو أنت جيت سلمته بعد، لو أجوا سلموني إياه اليوم، فيش عدالة. يعني أنت تحرم الأهل، حرمت الأهل يحضنوا ابنهن هو حي يوم مرض عندهن، وبتحرموا الأهل يحضنوا الابن وهو ميت.
كثير بحلم فيها، أخذت مني وقت الطفولة، ويعني تغير كثير بعد ما طلعت، كل شيء اختلف.
طبعا تعددت السجون، والألم واحد، والوجع واحد، والجوع واحد، والمرض واحد، والسجان واحد. لسه مش مصدق نفسي ان انا مروح بأدعي لليوم في الصلاة، اللهم اني أسألك فرجا قريبا. وهذا الاشي أثر علي بشكل كبير. انت بتحس نفسك ان انت في اشي من جواتك مكسور، انت مش بني ادم زي اي حدا تاني،